The year 2000 in sports began with people wondering if Tiger Woods could actually improve, if the New York Yankees could win a third straight World Series, if college football would ever straighten out the bowl system, and if Connecticut could win a second consecutive championship in college basketball. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
So, who was the sportsman of the year?
Well, the easy answer, of course, is Tiger Woods, who had as dominant a year in golf as anyone has ever had, winning three major championships, winning nine tournaments altogether, more than doubling the money that anybody won in golf this past year. However, I would call Tiger the athlete of the year, and I would say the sportsman of the year was Lance Armstrong, who came back from testicular cancer, which had spread into his brain. He was given a 40% chance of survival. He not only survived, but he won his second straight Tour de France. So I call Tiger the athlete of the year and Lance Armstrong the sportsman of the year.
Woods has a birthday tomorrow. He's finally old enough to serve in Congress.
That's right. He will be 25. And the question, of course, is can he do again next year and in the years to come what he did this past year? I would say that barring injury, there's no reason to believe that he's going to cease dominating because there's nobody who has come to the fore as a serious challenger. Every time a Phil Mickelson or an Ernie Els or a David Duval wins a tournament, they say, aha, he's going to challenge Tiger. Well, neither Duval nor Mickelson has even won a major championship yet. Els has won two, but Tiger just won three in a year. So where are the comparisons? There are none.
The Yankees going for a fourth in a row?
And they added a great pitcher, Mike Mussina, to their starting rotation, signing him away from the Baltimore Orioles for a mere $88 million. And, of course, I say a mere $88 million when you realize that Alex Rodriguez got $252 million to go to the Texas Rangers and Manny Ramirez $160 million to go to the Boston Red Sox. But you add Mussina to that pitching rotation, and even though the Yankees were a bit older this year, even though they struggled some during the regular season, they have to go into next baseball season, which may be the last season we see for a while, as the favorites to win again.
I think it's time for another explosion in baseball.
Well, the collective bargaining agreement is up at the end of the season. The owners keep talking about a salary cap, which will not happen. The union will not give it to them. Everyone is talking about baseball shutting down after next season. That would be horrible. They lost 19% in attendance during the last strike. Only Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa brought the game back with their home run derby in 1998. I sincerely hope the owners do not commit suicide for the game of baseball by shutting it down at the end of this coming season. That will be the big story to follow during next year.
Connecticut did not repeat in men's college basketball. Michigan State became the champion.
Yes, they did, but Connecticut won the women's championship last year in dominating fashion, so they still have a national championship banner up there in Storrs, Connecticut. And the Connecticut women may be the most dominating team you've seen in college basketball since the UCLA teams of Lou Alcindor, later Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
St. Louis Rams barely qualified to repeat to defend their title.
They were very lucky. If the Detroit Lions hadn't lost on Sunday to the awful Chicago Bears, they wouldn't even have made the playoffs. And now they go into the playoffs as a bottom seed, the number six seed, and yet people still think they may be back in the Super Bowl. And the interesting thing is, in the other conference, the Indianapolis Colts, who barely qualified as the number six seed, are a team that's considered a serious threat to get to the Super Bowl on that side, which tells you that the late Pete Rozelle, who always wanted parity when he was the commissioner of the National Football League, must be sitting up there in football heaven with a big smile on his face.
Pete Sampras won Wimbledon, but women's tennis was more interesting.
By far. Venus Williams won both Wimbledon and the U.S. Open, and then just this past week signed the biggest endorsement contract in the history of women's sports, $40 million from Reebok, which pales next to Tiger Woods' $100 million from Nike over the next 5 years. But that's a huge contract. We will see a lot of her and her sister on the tennis court, on our TV screens, and on billboards in the coming year.
Your favorite moment of the year?
Well, besides being on a world record-setting medley relay at the U.S. Masters National Swimming Championships, I would have to say it was seeing Lance Armstrong cross the finish line in Paris at the end of the Tour de France and grab his infant son and carry him onto the victory stand. There are certain moments in sports when you tear up, and that was one of them. And I would throw in Wednesday night when Mario Lemieux came back to hockey in Pittsburgh That was a great moment, a great player, out of the sport for 3.5 years. He rescued the franchise by becoming the owner a year ago in Pittsburgh. And now he's come back to play. And unlike most athletes who try comebacks, Bob, this guy can still play hockey, as he proved by getting a goal in his first game back.
And in the coming year, they'll get that bowl situation straightened out.
We will get that straightened out next year, Bob.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.